Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. June 1st, a first of its kind, two entities collaborate to present Silent Silos, South Dakota's missile field. Now, this exhibit can be seen at the Cultural Heritage Center in Pierre. Jay Smith is director of the Museum of the South Dakota State Historical Society. Jay, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Eric Leonard is superintendent of the Minuteman Missile National Historic Site. Welcome to you as well.
Oh, glad to be here.
Eric, let's start with you. We'll get to the exhibit in just a minute because I want you to tell people what the Minuteman Missile National Historic Site is all about.
Well, we're South Dakota's smallest and newest national park site. Later this year, we'll mark the 20th anniversary of the congressional authorization of the park in November 1999, and we tell a Cold War story, a global story rooted in South Dakota, and focused on two resources that are today one of a kind, and they are a remaining launch control center of the Minuteman 1 and 2 system used from the early 1960s to the early 1990s, and then a single missile silo with a missile, in the hole. And the silo is one of only two places in America where the public can go to a Cold War nuclear missile silo once maintained by the U.S. Air Force. Walk in, look at the equipment, and then look down the hole at what was once the loaded gun of nuclear Armageddon.
That's interesting. Eric, I'm going to go to you because this exhibit that we're talking about was a year in the making. And it seems to me, and I don't make exhibits and I don't know what goes into it, but it seems to me that that would be normal for it to take that long. Maybe not. Talk about the process, Eric, if you will, of putting this exhibit together.
Well, national parks aren't, we don't often think about national parks as places that collect museum objects or collections, but they do. In fact, the National Park Service is the second largest maintainer of museum collections in America, second only to the Smithsonian. What we have that they don't is we keep the stuff usually in the place where it's important. And so our museum collection is remarkable. It reflects this Cold War story that, innovation, technology, service to the nation. And we have more stuff than we're able to show in our visitor center and those exhibits that are only 3 years old. And so I saw an opportunity to collaborate with Jay and the museum because they have a little more space than I do and a nice exhibit gallery space. And we have the artifacts that could tell this story. And so it felt like a natural starting point for a collaboration.
Eric, this next question is going to be for you. And the Minuteman sites are frozen in time, if you will. I've been told there's mousetraps still in the closet, and there's the original magazine still on the tables and things like that, pretty much left as it is. And I'm wondering, examples of these never-seen artifacts and things like that, when we see and read that this exhibit's going to have these artifacts, what do you speak of?
Well, one of the things that I'm really excited to share, we're Minuteman Missile. The missile itself is the centerpiece of our story, but while it's a fairly small intercontinental ballistic missile, it's 60 feet long, and you just don't fit that into a visitor center or a museum gallery. One of the things that will be on display is a transport container for the guidance computer section of the missile, the smallest part of that 60-foot stack. And that guidance computer, it's like a tin can with air conditioning and power ports, and it's tall. It's over 5 feet tall. It's huge. And so that one piece will help provide a sense of scale. But there are little things that sometimes in the visitors that come to the park and do the control center tour, they go through rooms, but they don't have the luxury of being able to open cabinets. And so one of the things that will be on display is a tin can that was used to burn obsolete codes, to keep them safe, to keep them secret, once they were used. And that's a reminder of the atmosphere that these Air Force personnel were working in.
The next question I have is for Jay Smith. Jay Smith is the director of the Museum of the South Dakota State Historical Society. Jay, my question to you is, and I'm trying to phrase this as gently as I can, and I don't mean anything by it, but why bring these artifacts to Pierre? Why in that establishment? Why not leave them where they're at and have the people go to where they currently are?
Sure, that's a very good question. One of the things that happened was. 4 years ago, Eric invited me to participate in their foundation document discussions, which allowed me to interact with Eric and other volunteers and staff for 3 days talking about the story of the Minuteman Missile National Historic Site. And it was absolutely fascinating. And what became clear to me then was there is a South Dakota story to tell within that framework that was unique to the location and to our state and to the people who live West River and who experienced the area for that three-decade period of time. So about 2 years ago, when Eric came to me and said, what about collaborating on an exhibit, we thought, well, yeah, let's talk about that. And what we decided was that we wanted to make sure that we did an exhibit that wasn't just the follow-up for what they have already on display in Philip at the Minuteman site. So we focused on the South Dakota portion of the story. So you see things that have never been on display before. You have some cultural context. You have some story about the founding of that site and why it was chosen and how the U.S. Air Force dealt with farmers and ranchers who had to give up quite a bit of property to have these silos and bases constructed. So there's a great story there and something that I think the people of South Dakota will really relate to. Of course, the Cold War is the backdrop for everything. But to be honest with you, I don't have enough square footage to tell the whole story of the Cold War. Mm-hmm. But what I can do is talk about South Dakota's role within it. And that's what we focused on.
The Eric you referred to, Jay, as Eric Leonard, is superintendent of the Minuteman Missile National Historic Site. Eric, how was South Dakota affected by the missile field?
Well, so this is the early 1960s. The rural electrification had come to communities in South Dakota only 20 years before, and all of a sudden, to supply commercial power to 150 silos, 15 control centers, three-phase electrical power goes everywhere. The phone lines, communication lines throughout West River are brought up to what was at the time cutting-edge technology, and all of that is being financed through this work that the Air Force and the Army Corps of Engineers are seeing. The one of the greatest tangible results of the missile field's operation was, we know how the missile would leave a silo, but the answer, how did the missiles get to the silos? Well, in very specialized tractor trailers, which meant driving on roads. And so for 30 years, the Air Force was heavily invested in maintaining, county roads across Western South Dakota. And especially after the weather we've had this week, that's one of the things we hear people miss the most.
Now, I've got a feeling we could spend the next 7 days on my next thought. And my next thought is, and I'll give you both a chance to answer this, and I'm really curious about the oral histories and how things got gathered and your favorite stories. And Jay, I'll start with you and maybe what somebody has said to you as of late about this collaboration.
Well, I will say this. The oral histories that I have encountered have all been just really fascinating because the people that have given these interviews, from the workers to the missileers themselves, really capture a moment in time so much better than even the best textbook. And so I would strongly urge people to listen to the few that we have. But I would really defer to Eric on the best stories, because Eric has just an encyclopedic knowledge of these. And I actually would like to hear what Eric's favorite stories are.
Eric, go ahead.
Well, part of this, we're telling a story that's so recent that actors of that story are still around. And so, this is the thing that sort of breathes down my neck all the time, in that, there's an imperative to, we need to keep getting these interviews, because now's the time. 20 years from now, fewer people will be around. And we, in last year, we finished a 2-year project where we gathered a number of very significant interviews, including one with former Vice President Dick Cheney. That's a very interesting read. But a year ago yesterday, we had a visitor to the park by the name of Tony Gatlin. And as a missile combat crew deputy in 1990, trying to do something, with his team partner, his commander, to, improve morale of the missile officers working underground at the Delta flight that we preserve, he painted the blast door. And that very famous graffiti morale art that's on that blast door that mimics the Domino's Pizza logo, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's free. Tony's the person who is responsible for that. And he'd not been back to South Dakota in 28 years. And, he went through Delta One, went through our visitor center. And I sat down, and I personally had the luxury of interviewing him. And we knew who painted it, and we knew when, but hearing him talk about that process, cause this was not actually meant to, it was meant to, buck up morale. It was not meant to be a symbol of a time period, of an age, which is what it's become. It's a very, that's the one thing people know about our park, is that, 30 minutes or less, or, the worldwide delivery, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's free, the very sort of dark humor component to telling that, nuclear deterrent story.
June 1st, Silent Silos, South Dakota's Missile Field. This exhibit can be seen at the Cultural Heritage Center in Pierre. Jay Smith is director of the Museum of South Dakota State Historical Society. Jay, thank you so much for being with us and your time.
Thank you for the invitation. We appreciate it, and we welcome all visitors.
And how long will the exhibit be open, real quick?
We'll be open through February 28th of 2021. So we'll have a little bit of time for this, and we'll do some other programming along the way through the next year and a half or so.
Good to know. Eric Leonard is superintendent of the Minuteman Missile National Historic Site. We appreciate your time as well. Thank you, Eric.
Oh, my pleasure. This has been fun.